guess, the last game? I mean, it's kind of like Christmas when it gets this time of year, isn't it?
Not Christmas. We've got a funny feeling, actually. It's one where we don't want the season to end. We've really enjoyed working together as a club, and we've enjoyed the challenges that front us each week. So, we actually don't want it to end.
How have you reflected on the season, Brendan? I mean, 8 wins potentially if you win this weekend. Was that above expectations from when you came to the club?
Really succinctly, the main reflection is, and we want people to hear this, we're now a United footy club, and we've built really strong relationships across our whole club, so that's what we're most proud of.
What have you learnt about your own coaching this year?
Oh, you learn things every week. That list's long, many and varied, but more importantly, it's so important to build relationships through conversation. You need to find time with the appropriate people.
What's been the toughest part about coaching? Something that you just didn't expect when you took on the role?
Oh, listen, I had a fair awareness. I'd been in the system a little while, so I understood what the role was. But as I just spoke about, the biggest challenge is making sure you actually find time to build strong relationships across the whole club, not just the players and the coaches, but the administration, the high-performance staff. So that takes a lot of time.
Do you feel like you've done that this year?
Yeah, I've gave it my best shot, yeah.
Good to see Jack back this week and Sam Kerridge get a go. I mean, it's nice to sort of finish the year off with the team, isn't it?
Yeah. Sam's been terrific for us this year. He's a real hard runner. He's a gut runner. And he was ill last week, so he's had a consistent year. And Jack's one of our draft class, so hopefully we see some more little bits of growth in his game. Only a few weeks ago against Brisbane, he hit the scoreboard, and let's hope he can do that again.
And it's against the arch rivals Essendon. Obviously, the Silvani name goes nicely with the Essendon clash at the MCG.
Yeah, I think some people may think that the game's a dead rubber, but it's far from that. We want to play right to the end, and no doubt Essendon does as well. Arch rivals, and the last chance for us to go and perform for our members, so it's far from a dead rubber.
Thomas, not just a big milestone, just a couple of words on his influence on the club.
Yeah, obviously known him after the last 7 or 8 months, but describing him as resilient, he's had a lot of injury in the last few years, and he keeps fronting up, there's no doubt about that. He's got a passion to perform for the Carlton Football Club. And the one thing people probably don't know is his contributions off-field in meetings. He thinks a lot about the game.
Reports last night that Levi's signed on. Can you confirm that for us at all? Or?
Yeah, well, listen, he's a wanted and required player at our footy club, so hopefully that's progressing in the right direction and we can get that done, but I think signs are all positive.
Yeah. Andreas Everett's been dropped down to the VFL. Can you just tell us where his footy's at the moment? What do you want to see from him going forward?
Listen, I'm not publicly going to go into conversations about what players are doing well in areas they need to improve on, but there's some growth areas that we're addressing and he's really clear on them, and to Andreas's credit, he's working hard to try and make that more consistent.
He's been dropped a couple of times in probably the last couple of months. Is that not necessarily a great sign for him going forward next year? Or
as I said, he's working really hard to try and be more consistent in areas that we require, and his attitude towards that's fine.
It's the time of year where players start to sort of declare whether they're staying or they're going. Do you look at your side and sort of see some holes that you'd like to fill for next year? Like which area of the ground you'd like to bulk up a little bit?
Yeah, we've got a strong mantra, and Stephen Silvani's in charge of this in terms of making sure that we build depth on our list. But I will say we want to build depth across many positions, not just one. So that'll be the agenda. Yeah.
I have to ask about, of course, Jago Amiro, who's announced that he's keen on leaving the Suns. What's Carlton's position? Would you be keen on getting a player of that calibre into the club?
Oh, he's a quality player, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, at risk of being just straight batting your question, I'm not going to go into specifics on where we're headed in terms of our list management, although I will say we're going to go to the draft. We've got a mantra to do that, and all clubs these days are open-minded to trading. Yeah.
Is he sort of the age group that fits in that bracket that you would like to recruit to the club, though, around that 22 mark?
Yeah, if we trade for players, and this is not specifically talking about Jager, but we'd look for guys under 25, and we're also going to the draft because we want to build a sustainably strong list.
Just more broadly on his knee, is it a gamble, do you think? The Suns haven't been able to get him up for the last couple of years. Is it a gamble for a club to take him on and pay a high, too high a price for
him. Listen, as I said, I'm not going to go into the specifics of other players that are contracted at other clubs, and we've got our mantra. I've spoke through our philosophy on how we're going to go about it.
The Bombers, what have you made of them? They've brought in a couple of senior players for this one. Obviously, they're going to give it a fair crack.
Yeah, there's no doubt they'll give it a fair crack. They're playing to the end. And, you know, I know the win-loss isn't always a great indication, but they've pushed some teams this year, and it just shows how tight the competition is. So we've got to play to the end as well.
Daisy Thomas plays really well against the Bombers. He's had a pretty remarkable history against them. You'd be expecting him to fire up for 200 and against the Argyles.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. That'd be great if he goes and delivers in our last game of the year and on his 200. So I think all our members, and us included, would love to see that.
And what do you do after the game to sort of celebrate, sort of over?
Well, it doesn't stop, unfortunately. You get a little bit of a time to relax. We'll get together and have a meal as a group, but we'll do a really strong review of our season next week. Lots of discussions with players and coaches. So that goes for a few more weeks. It just doesn't finish up. Yeah.